talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Hello everybody, welcome to Snacky Tunes. It's only been 2 months, so of course I should remember to turn off the air conditioner. Welcome to Snacky Tunes. I am one half of Finger on the Pulse, DJ Never Forget. Unfortunately, Terry Diabolic could not be here today. We are currently shooting Dinner with the Band, our TV show for IFC this week, so he's got to go run the ship and I get to do this. Let's take care of the important stuff first. Thank you, TechServe, for saving our computers, being our sponsor, and generally being all-around good people. I've brought many a hard drive to you. Thank you to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech. Thank you to Heritage. Thank you to Roberta's. And thank you to my helper and to my wonderful guest today as well. I've got Lauren Flax with me, who is on for the second time before her official show, which will be in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm like furniture here.
Yeah, she's like, I think I might come into Roberta's. I was like, Lauren, we'll buy you lunch. She's essentially, her job today is to work the faders.
Yes, it's which I'm very familiar with.
And also today from the Green Market is Liz Carollo.
Carollo, yep.
Carollo, boom. who we'll be talking to shortly about the Green Market, the EBT program, and all things awesome and local and farm-to-table fresh. So, big week this week. Like I said, we are filming Dinner with the Band, and one of the pleasures I've had on the show, as we talked about last week when Kathy Irway was on here, is we have been working with a lot of organic butchers and farmers to get food trade-outs, and I was fortunate enough to go up to Fleischer's, which is in Kingston, New York, which is about 2 hours north right off of 87, and it was the most beautiful thing that I've ever seen. It's a totally organic grass-fed butchery. Is that a word? Butchery?
Butchery.
Well, sure. We'll say it's a butchery. It's almost like a bakery. I mean, it's seriously, but it looked like a bakery. The meat was the most beautiful color I've ever seen. The marbling was unbelievable. They make all their own sausages, and it's not tips and tails. It's high-end sausage. They make their own, not only do they make their own stocks, but on top of that, they also have a three-day reduction, which is fantastic. They cooked us a BLT with the best bacon I've ever had. And the guy who runs it is named Joshua Applestone, which I'm hoping, do you know if that's his real name?
I don't know if butchers change their names, but maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he changed it.
He like went into the biz and like, he's like, oh, Joshua Applestone, that sounds like a butcher name. And it was amazing. He's actually going to be on the show in November, so I don't want to talk too much about it, but if you have a second, and I know you're by a computer if you're listening to us, when we play some music, just Google Fleischer's and take a look, and they've got some great videos on there. But more importantly, this weekend was it's been a big week. We lost some good people this week. Yep. We lost some really close friends.
Yep.
And we have the anniversary of our very good friend Craig Murphy's death coming up. But in lieu of that, we did celebrate. I watched Lauren DJ all over Brooklyn and make us very proud. You were great this weekend.
Thanks, babe.
If only could Glassons could get topped by the fact that she DJ'd to 6,000 people on a Sunday.
Epic.
Epic Brooklyn. Ugh. I mean, so here's the thing. Now we know you're out there. That's the problem. You all came out of hiding, and we know it was for Grizzly Bear and for Beach House and everything, but it was, I saw some head shaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
I had those core groups in the front.
Yeah.
They were screaming.
Fist pumping.
Yeah.
You know, but it was good.
I say pissed pumping.
Pissed pumping?
Yeah.
That's how you get the ladies?
Let's not talk about that.
I have the next track queued up while I'm in, but a big shout out to Jelly NYC. They were huge this summer. They had a lot of hurdles to overcome, and the last 2 weeks with Girl Talk and Grizzly Bear was just incredible. So big ups to them. So we have a coming up before we talk to Liz. We have something that was sent to me this weekend was a Fleetwood Mac remix by Cut Copy and Lifelike, aptly called Never Forget. So we're gonna play that, and we're gonna come back and talk to Liz from the Green Market.
Come on, baby, let's take a stroll. You feel a warm, so don't be cold.
All right, everybody. Feels a little weird not having Terry Diabolik here. Feel like he's my yin to my yang in this show. I feel like a lot of banter is being missed out here, so I hope you bear with us. Anyway, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. I'm feeling a little insufficient today, but that's okay because we have a fantastic guest in here today. Liz from the Green Market. Thank you very much.
Yay!
Wow, that's...
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Hold on a second. Wait, I think we have... Wait a second. That's not it.
Hachi.
You know what? There's no consistency in these things. I have no idea where they exist, but you get a hachi machi.
We should push more.
Yeah, let's see. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, there we go.
I hope you don't have to use that one again.
No. Lauren Flax bringing in the beers on beer duty. So Liz, why don't you tell us what you do, and let's start off with what is the Green Market?
All right. So Green Market we operate open air farmers markets throughout the city. We have 49 currently running this time of year. Some of our markets are multiple days a week, so we're running about 60 farmers markets a week throughout the five boroughs. So we're pretty busy until Thanksgiving.
How did this get started? Is it like a coalition? How do farmers? I'm a lonely farmer. How do I join?
Give us a call. And you have to be growing your own food within 200 miles of the city. We have close to 200 producers in our program now, from South Jersey all the way to Maine, upstate New York. Yep, Vermont. One in Vermont, maybe.
Sweet. We're in Brooklyn right now, so what's the closest one to Roberta's?
Probably Sackett Street and Carroll Gardens.
Oh, I just put you on the spot. You're just mental map.
No way. Sackett Street and Carroll Gardens. We have a guy, Stuart Borowski, who grows wheatgrass in a warehouse there and sells at Union Square 4 days a week.
Oh, wow. So it's a wide range. So, I mean, you have everything, right?
Right. Everything. Maple syrup, cheese, vegetables, fruits, meat, seafood. All the seafood's coming from the Mid-Atlantic region, so... Long Island Sound and ocean.
Do you actively seek out certain farmers for like holes you might have in the program?
We do some recruiting in the winter. We hibernate a little and we go to conferences and take a break. But we do some recruiting, and for the most part, people are contacting us if they want to start selling in the city. They get in touch and they have to apply and provide us with a crop plan. We have to verify that what they're bringing in, they're growing themselves, and that's kind of what we're about. So.
How long is the approval process?
Oh, it not long at all. I mean, it's an application, and you have to have insurance, and so you have to kind of jump through some hoops, but then you can get approved right away, and we have a farm inspector, and she'll check out the farm and make sure they're growing everything they say they are, and then we can place them at market. We have 17 markets that stay open year-round, so we can accept people all year.
And how long has the Green Market?
Since 1976.
Wow. Yep. Which is before you joined them, obviously.
Yes, way before I joined, a couple of guys got together, and Bob Lewis, who's still heavily involved, the Department of Ag and Markets for New York State, and they were like, there's no fresh food in the city. So they opened a market in the 59th Street, a police precinct parking lot, and a couple of our farmers left that day saying, there must be a famine in this city because it was just mobbed. And that was in the summer, and in the fall, Union Square opened. Very different neighborhood back then. There's some pretty colorful stories from that time, but it's changed a lot. And so Union Square is really our flagship market.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. What are the days those are open?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Awesome.
Just take year round.
L train right there, and a ton of other trains, but we just, in Brooklyn.
We take the L.
We take the L.
Right.
So one of the things that you and I have talked about, and one of the things that we've discussed on the show, is the idea of, farm to table being perceived. And one of the problems that we've talked about as well is being perceived either as a luxury,
sure,
or something only the upper class can afford because, they say all the meat is so cheap because that's what people can provide. And I was hoping that you could kind of expand on that myth and what you guys have done to combat it, and then we can talk further.
Sure. I mean, it's a big misconception to anyone that would say it. I think just about anybody from our office would take them up to, Poe Park in the Bronx on a Tuesday through the season, or Corona, Queens, where, 70, 80, 90% of the sales are coming in via EBT food stamps or the WIC, the Women, Infants, Children, Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program. It's just supplemental food program, right?
Let's go back to the EBT program, because this is kind of, it's not new, but I think it's in the last year or so that there's been an increase in funding to have the EBT readers at actual markets, right?
In the last 4 or 5 years, well, in 2001, they switched from actual paper checks or coupons that you shop with, food stamps, and to EBT, so it's like your debit card. And that left farmers markets out of the loop. So over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, we've added in these wireless terminals. So at 24 of our now 49 markets, you can shop with your EBT or food stamp card, and you swipe and you say, oh, I want to spend $15, and you get $15 in wooden tokens, and you can spend them freely throughout the market. And that's the system that's worked for us so far. Eventually, I'm guessing most of the farmers will have their own terminals and that kind of thing, but for now, this works. And I mean, this time last year, we made $23,000 in EBT sales, and right now, we're at $86,000.
Unbelievable.
So it is unbelievable. We're kind of floored by it. And I mean, you know, EBT enrollment has seen a spike this year, but I think it just, the sales at the market just go to show that word of mouth is spreading and people know they can get the best food there. And it also shows that the food isn't more expensive. You can always find an heirloom tomato that's maybe out of the price range, or microgreens or something. But if you're going for the staples like corn, potatoes, maybe not an heirloom tomato, but a Ramapo or a regular tomato, you can get them for really affordable prices, comparable, if not cheaper, than the grocery store.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I believe there's something, is there somewhere online for like New Time Green Market shoppers that we could take a look at?
You mean like our website?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the worst question ever.
I was like, I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah. We're actually a program of the Council on the Environment of New York City. So our website is cenyc.org.
Awesome.
Yep.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think that's it. Check us out on our website and visit us at the market.
Yeah. Go to the market.
Yep.
Go today.
Great.
What's open today?
Monday. Union Square only is our only Monday market. We need one day off during the week.
Don't say only. Union Square is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, buy yourself some grass-fed steaks, some nice corn, and cook yourself a meal.
Now's the time of year.
Yes. Liz, thank you so much. Great. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. The Green Market's awesome. And also, for those who know, Liz, thank you very much. She's been very helpful for Dinner with the Band and guiding us through Trade Out and navigating farmers. Mm-hmm. You're the best.
Thank you.
You are listening to Snacky Tunes. Once again, thank you to TechServe. And also, don't forget to check out our archives. And I hear a rumor that podcasting is coming soon. So all the people who will want to take this on the road, go to the gym, and listen to the sweet, sweet voices of Terry Diabach and DJ Never Forget can. Coming up, we are going to have Flostradamus on a phoner and a very special grown and sexy end of summer barbecue mix. But right now we have the very brand new unreleased 12-inch dub of Drop the Lime, our very first guest song, Devil's Eyes. Hey guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Woo!
Snacky Tunes.
Everybody, we have Flostradamus on the phone calling from, yeah. It sounds like the Windy City. Am I right?
It is very windy. I'm trying to get to a not so windy spot myself.
Is the top, yeah. Is the top down on your LeBaron? Is that the problem?
Actually, that's where I'm going right now. I'm walking to the LeBaron to put the top up. so I can make this call here.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I know today is moving day, and I know that you guys are coming to New York later this week to tape a certain TV show. So I appreciate you taking your time. How are things? How's Shy? How's the Shy?
It's great, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect weather out right now. A little stressed for moving, but, you know, I couldn't ask for better weather for a move, for sure.
Why don't you guys introduce yourself to the Snacky Tunes audience?
Okay, I'm Josh.
And hello, I'm Kurt.
And that's Kurt.
Guys, we have your good buddy Lauren Flax with us today, too.
What's up, dudes? What's up?
And we have Liz from the Green Market, who you don't know but should know. She was our guest today.
Oh, cool.
So why don't you guys tell us all what you've been up to this fine summer, this grown and sexy summer, as they would say.
Yeah, we've been grown and sexy.
Yeah, we've been getting grown and sexy, and we've been getting the last little bit of our touring on before we finally put a cap on it. So Josh and I've been touring for about 3 years.
We went to Japan with Kid Sister, which was, I'd have to say, the highlight, easily the highlight of our summer. Just kind of getting over the jet lag now. But that was pretty amazing. And we also had our end of summer yard sale, which was a complete success. Shout out to all local Chicagoans for coming out and buying our stuff for like $2.
I have to ask, what did you eat in Japan? I know, Kurt, you're the vegetarian, or Joshua meat, but like, what some culinary story, something.
Oh, the first night I got there, or we got there, they have a lot of like food with a face there, as I like to call it. So I was like, oh man, I'm gonna get the shrimp, and everything had a face on it. So I was like, oh darn it, I can't eat a food when it's like looking me in the face. So that was pretty impressive.
Food with a face, Kurt. Anything for you out there? I mean, since you know you didn't, there's no vegetable that has a face.
I mean, I broke veg edge a little bit. I dabbled in the fish a little bit, but it didn't have a face. And it was cool. I was actually kind of scared being vegetarian going out there. I was like, man, I'm going to have to eat some weird stuff. But it was pretty vegetarian friendly. I was eating a lot of noodles, like soba noodles and stuff. But I made it happen.
Yeah, the soba noodles.
And it was good food.
That was the best. We had soba at this place that was, we played at a venue called Super Deluxe. And there's a mega mall, like a huge mall, like right down the street. And inside of the mall was one of the best like several places that we'd ever had. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Just in a mall.
Yeah. It was right next to an Orange Julius.
Orange Julius. Get my Orange Julius on, get my soba on. Was it the best Orange Julius you've ever had?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So now you guys are back in Chicago, and we've actually talked a lot about Chicago on the show because we've been there a few times this summer. But, the first place, Josh, I don't know if you remember this, but the first time we met, you picked me up and took me to Hot Dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, yeah, get the duck fat fries, no problem. I was like, all right, cool. Coma. Trying to drive. And I was staying at the Downtown Athletic Club of Chicago, which is the scary place ever, in a duck coma. But, obviously Hot Dogs you eat, but where's the spot now? Like, insider Chicago secret, like, you have to go eat here.
I don't want to blast it. I won't give an address.
Okay.
But we found this new pizza place that's, like, on the west side. Like northwest side, and it's amazing. You have to walk through a liquor store to get to it. They own a liquor store next door, and it's kind of like a hidden spot, but once you get back there, it's like they have live piano karaoke, like Frank Sinatra style. Very like old Chicago Italian vibe. It's amazing.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah. I've been in the same boat too. I've been kind of doing a lot of the old Chicago places. It's weird because they've been here since way back. They've been through recessions and everything, and they're still here. And it's just like, it's the most amazing food and such an amazing environment. It's so chill. I don't know. It feels good.
I literally had no idea that existed. Now we've got new places. I mean, Avec is great and all those places, but now when I go back, I got to go old school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is like on some, you can spend like, $10 with your girlfriend and be straight, and you can get a pitcher. So you'll be all good.
So you can look like you're flossing, but dropping.
Exactly.
You pull up
in the LeBaron or the Prius, drop top.
And yeah, you're blacked out. You're totally tinted Prius. So nice.
Yeah, exactly. You can pull up in the murdered out, eco friendly, or in the straight up LeBaron, John.
So you guys made a grown and sexy end of summer mix for me. And why don't, before we drop it, why don't you tell me a little bit what went into it?
Honestly, a lot of our sets lately have been kind of become a little bit more on the funky end of things. We've been vibing a little bit more with that. Kurt's been playing a lot of like old disco or stuff that has heavy disco samples, and I've been playing a lot of like, you know, funk and basically like good times music. So I wanted to put together a mega mix, and I've been wanting to do it for a while for our own reason, but you know, Snacky Tunes is as good a reason as any to do a mega mix. So I did a little mega mix with a bunch of 80s funk, because if you're in Chicago and it's like barbecue season, then that's really all you hear. Like pumping from everyone's backyard is just like nothing but the hits.
I'm into it. I love it. I listened to this thing all week when you sent it to me, so I'm good on this. Final question. Last meal, death row, what is it? Josh first.
Okay. Real talk. My default answer to that question is always something baller, stuff with something else, even more baller. But I'm gonna say just for this conversation, Fat Willie's Rib Shack pulled pork sandwich with collard greens and coleslaw.
Kurt, follow up.
And mine again. My last meal. If I know it is my last meal, I'm gonna order the puffer fish cut the wrong way. I'll probably go out with a bang before I go out with a bang if I have my last meal.
Here's the problem. You're both wrong. It's Orange Julius next to the soba stand in Japan. You both lose.
Oh, jeez.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for calling in. I know you guys had a busy day. We're going to rock this mix. Any final thoughts before you come out to New York?
Yeah. You ready?
I'm going to get some good food out there. Personally.
Yeah. We're going to cook you a good meal, too.
Oh, I can't wait.
I'm not bringing my vibe out there. I'm just bringing my end of summer vibe. So
awesome.
Just get ready.
I'm excited. All right, guys. Thanks so much. Good luck. I'll see you guys on Friday.
All right.
So that was just Foster Domus. We have there, Lauren, I think you have the title up there. It's like Snacky Tunes, Grown and Sexy, Barbecue, End of Summer Mix, something along those lines. Once again, I'm your host, your single host today, DJ Never Forget, one half a finger on the pulse. You're listening to Snacky Tunes, and here we go with Foster Domus's mega 80s mix.
Reason why we Snacky Tunes.
What you think? What you feel now? shout out loud. The one for me. Feel love by my side. The world will be mine. The one for me. With this love I found, takes my feet up off the ground to fly away. With this love I did, takes away my every fear. Don't go away. You just don't know.
folks, and welcome to the Precious Roy Home Shopping Network. Now, most of you know that Precious Roy stands for quality products. And let us today introduce you to the Precious Roy Edible Sandals. Now, I know there's a lot of you out there who have seen shoes that look good enough to eat. Am I right?
You're right.
Go on and try it, folks. You can't, but with these, you can. Am I the only one that's hungry around here? Am I, huh?
No.
Folks, there's a lot of hungry hippies out there.
Oh, yeah, you know about my hungry hippies.
You've got some serious-ass hungry hippie problems. And there's a lot of hippies with sandals. Now, it's the 90s, folks. Welcome to the future, okay? Say you're at the park. Say you get the munchies.
Oh, imagine that.
Those hacky sack feet are a snacky snack treat. I mean that, folks. Edible sandals. Let's take some calls.
Hey.
Hey.
I just wanted to say, man, these sandals are totally crescent fresh.
Cool, man, cool.
I got a whole six-pack of them, and they're great for concerts, you know?
Yeah.
Because if the food line is long, you can just have a snack and keep on dancing.
I'm in love dancing. Is it all over my face? I'm in kissing when I was seven. Is it all over my face? You taught me love dancing. Is it all over my face? I'm in love dancing. Is it all over my face? You taught me love dancing. Is it all over my face? I'm in love dancing. And springing up saying when I was seven. Is it all over my face? You got me love dancing.
I think you're like November 24th.
Snacky Tunes.
Yes. Hello? I can't hear us. Are we up? All right, maybe. Oh, I'm on the wrong headphones. That would be why. Wow, amateur hour. Let me change over from my DJ headphones to my studio headphones, and there I am. Wow. Liz was like, why don't... Liz, our lovely, lovely guest from Green Market, was like, why don't you want to promote the show yet? And I was like, because we're still making errors, like not wearing the right headphones and being like, I can't hear anything. Anyway, you're listening to Snacky Tunes. I am DJ Never Forget, one half a finger on the pulse. Terry Diabolic is out working on Dinner with the Band. That was just Foster Domus's Snacky Tunes, End of Summer, Grown and Sexy Barbecue Mix. Mm-hmm. I thought it was awesome.
It was good.
That's some. I want to.
Sexy.
I feel a little bit older, a little bit more.
Did you grow a little? Did you go from six to midnight?
Hey, Lauren. did anybody order a lap dance?
I certainly did.
If you want to see, and also Lauren Flax in studio today, who will actually be a guest, I believe, Monday, September 24th.
No, it's the 14th.
The 14th.
Yes.
Lauren will actually, yes. She's been on here twice, but she'll be an official where we talk about, she told me some amazing stuff. You're going to have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Huge things. But if you want to see me give Lauren a lap dance, go to nickydigital.com.
It's all over there.
I'm not going to say that I'm holding bowling balls, but I totally am. thank you for helping out today. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You know I love you. I live a block away, too.
I love you, too.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Liz Corollo from the Green Market. Great, great stuff. Make sure if you missed that first part of the program to go back and check it out. We will be here next week. And next week we have Moby. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, no
Who's
big
that
deal.
That guy.
That guy. If you like Moby... And by the way, I know he probably doesn't like this, but, you know, if you haven't gone back and seen that video he did with Gwen Stefani, it's so awesome.
I don't think I've seen it.
Dude, it's really good. We'll have to watch it. Once again, thank you to our sponsors, TechServe. Thank you to Jack Inslee and RecTech holding it down out there. Make sure to go back and check out our archives. And once again, like I said, rumors that the podcasts are coming. There's a call-in number, but it's too late. Thank you, Roberta's, for feeding us. Mm. Lauren, any final thoughts on the end of the summer?
I know a lot of people are kind of happy it's coming to an end. It's been a tough one, but I don't know. I feel pretty positively we'll close it out on a happier note.
I feel so too. By the way, summer 2009, you can go screw yourself.
Yeah, we'll see you later.